protect yourself against those fluctuations on the market and everything that's going on. Get a good advisor. I like Craig Stiles at Ameriprise Financial. Gotten to know Craig quite well over the last few years. Ivy and I have. By the way, thank you, Ivy, for being here. Great job, as always. Very special to have her on the program. She might be the one person that's busier than I am. Yeah, because she has to do everything else to make this possible every day. You know, between Ivy and Sarah and Alex and New York and all the people that bring this together. I mean, there's just a whole team of people. You know, I'm just the guy out here talking. I do the easy part. The people behind the scenes do all the hard work. I'm just, you know, a mic monkey, I guess, something like that. Lens meat, they used to call me on television. Or maybe I used that term, whatever it was. At any rate, Craig Stiles, good friend of mine, Ameriprise Financial. You should get invested. You should be ready whenever anything changes in the markets. And you should have a plan that is personalized to you. You don't need my plan for you. You need your plan for you. A personalized plan is what you need. Craig Stiles with Ameriprise Financial can do that. Give him a call anywhere in Michigan, anywhere in America, really. 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. And he has the Desideri approach, which will give you that special custom investment plan. All right, I want to go back, to a couple of things. We spent over $5 million, the taxpayers of Michigan, for these ridiculous cartoon don't catch the Rona billboards and so forth. I'm sure that the billboard companies loved it. Adams Outdoors, those folks, they love it. And I don't have any, issue with that. Of course, they take a customer when they get it. And sure, government money, great. Great contracts to have. I get it. But what a waste of money by the people of Michigan. Don't catch the Rona. Rona will get you at the campfire. And the other, you're looking at it like, yeah, I'm sure that stopped not one single case. But hey, we were out there. And now it's back to normal. Really? Because there wasn't a cheesier slogan available? You went with the cheesiest. Kraft is the cheesiest. No, the Whitmer administration is by far the cheesiest. Back to normal. Because that's sensible. I want to go back to Robert Gordon, though. I want you to listen to this again. Robert Gordon was fired, we now know, by Governor Whitmer a few months ago from his post as the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. He was in charge of the health of 10 million Michigan residents. Yesterday, he finally testified about that after he was subpoenaed because he wouldn't talk about it because he got a $155,000 golden parachute check on his way out the door. He was fired by the governor, who was apparently on the call for about 15 seconds. But I want you to listen to Gordon because I want you to think about the guy giving this answer was the guy in charge of 10 million Michigan residents' well-being. The guy that's incapable of answering a very straightforward, simple question. And he's anyhow, go with it. Here it is. Number 11.
I'll tell you what happened the morning. I will tell you what happened. I was called on January 22nd to a video conference call with several members of the governor's staff. I joined that call, and when I arrived, I saw the governor and members of her staff. And the governor said to me, Robert, grateful for your service. I think it's time to go in a new direction. She subsequently dropped off the call. Mark Totten, the governor's chief counsel, offered me an opportunity to resign, and I did.
And,
this guy was in charge of 10 million Michigan residents' health and well-being. Really? Based on what I've heard here, He's qualified to do what exactly? What qualified Robert Gordon to be in charge of the Department of Health and Human Services exactly? His medical background? Well, he doesn't have one of those. You know, you can tell a lot about leadership by the kind of people you put around you. You can tell a lot about leadership by the people that you surround yourself with. You know, if you have staff members, for example, that don't seem able to answer simple questions like that, or if you have staff members that say, you know what, your stay-at-home order, I don't care about that. I'm going to go on spring break, Trish Foster. I don't really care about that, Governor. I'm going to go to spring break anyway, Elizabeth Hertel, the new director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. You can tell a lot about the respect of the leadership and the administration by those you surround yourself with. And if your people on your staff sound like Robert Gordon, incapable of answering very basic and simple questions, or they just ignore your orders about how the pandemic should be addressed, or you yourself go to Florida, and did I mention, if you missed it, you can see the story at GreatLakesNews.org, but Governor Whitmer's dad, he's back in town. Apparently looks great. Driving a brand new Tesla. Out in Frandor, the shopping center in Lansing, not too far from the Capitol. Seen yesterday, spoke to some folks down there. Didn't seem to be in bad health. Seemed to be pretty good. Looked good, driving a sharp car. Didn't have a mask on, but maybe he's a guy that can figure out if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. I don't hold that against him. I don't hold anything against him. But it does beg the question, Governor, how sick was your dad really that you had to go to Florida or use that excuse anyway? Seems well enough to get back to Michigan and drive around on his own. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. Why don't you tell us, Governor? Tell us what's going on. How'd your dad get home? Did he fly? Did he drive? Did you go get him? 52 after.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.